This poem is called Oops. Dear Mom and Dad, I am sitting here eating some lunch. Our carpet came Tuesday afternoon, and we are finally back together. The color is real pretty, it is about a shade lighter than our other carpet. Our house looks so pretty. I have the rocker sitting over by the sliding glass doors with the blanket, Michael. And lied, green is for Christmas, hanging on us half of the back of it. It looks so pretty. I have all my china avenged in my break front. I looks really pretty. I moved the shelves up a notch so I could stand the platter on the stand. Now I don't home to worry if it is going a slide down. I sent out some reserves Tuesday and put my application into a few places. Nothing has bummed up yet. I know God is going to promise in His timing. We do have insurance coverage effective 12/26/1989 with Aetna through the So Baptist Convention churches. That will cost us about $170 per month, but they are going to take it out of our pay at the church. God has been very gracious there. We were paid $550 per month. Very much needed now, but we thought it was too much when we started, but we didn't want to insult them by saying that. God certainly knew we would need it. Our Armstrong service machine is working good. We have gotten several mess ages already. I did not call Darlene New Year's Day. Have you talked to her since then? I am envious to start sewing and learning how to use my machine. Mom, why don't you get a job? Hastening somewhere. Red Lobster. Some big restaurant. They have to pay at least $5 per hour. Quit worrying about an office job and try something like that. This waitressing is too hard on you. I even saw a lady your age working at Wendy's last night. Or what about Scott Drugs or something? I don't want you to kill yourself. I know it's hard to find a job. I hate it. Even with a degree and being young, I have a hard time finding a job. We love you very much. Keeping on and trusting Jesus and reading His Word and praying. I know it's hard, Mom. I don't know what I would do without Tim. He is such a keeper husband. I get uninitiated at him too much. He is really super. I couldn't have married a better guy. I love you guys very much. Thanks for loving me. Please take care of yourself. Love, Pamela Joy. Timothy sends his love and prayers and says hello.